Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Lawrie Wyman and George Evans, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Marriage is an old institution, and like most old institutions, should have been condemned years ago as structurally unsafe. Of course, it works perfectly well sometimes, when you're at the office and she's out shopping. It's when you're at home together in the evening that it seems to go for the chop, especially at bedtime.
By the time she's taken all her makeup off, slapped pounds of anti-wrinkle cream on her face, and put her hair in curlers, you've forgotten what you were hoping for in the first place.
If you've quite finished reminiscing, I was about to say the situation is no different for Lieutenant Commander Murray and his wife Rita when they go to bed.
Rita, will you be much longer?
Oh, don't rush me, Steviekins. I mean, you want me to look... I mean, you want me to look my best for the Gosport and Havant Annual United Fertilizer Company All Comers Jim Connor on set? Don't you?
Yes, of course. It's just that it's been a rather long time since we...
Well, of course, darling. It's only supposed to be once a year.
Is it? Oh, the Gymkhana. I don't know why you bothered to bung all that muck on your pretty little face.
It's not muck, darling. It's the same horse liniment that I put on Bouncing Betty. And you know how her coat shines.
Yes, but I don't want to be married to a woman with a shiny face. In any case, it pongs a bit. Well, frankly, it smells like an unswept stable. In fact, the whole thing smells like a strike-bound
Steviekin! I'm just putting my last curler in. Well, that's me all done. Move over, piggy posterior. Go, those beastly old bed springs again. We shall have to get a new one shortly. Oh. Good night, Steviekins. Now then, you old sex pot. None of that.
No, wait, I was only trying to...
I know what you were trying to. You impulsive boy.
What's the harm in a nighty-night plonker?
Everything. Mummy and Daddy are next door. And with these springs, they'll hear us.
Oh, I hope your horse moults and his hooves turn rusty. There, I've said it. Good night.
Oh, crumbs, what are you doing bouncing up and down like that?
I'm trying to wake up Mummy and Daddy and give us a hell of a reputation.
Oh, will you stop it at once? Oh, dear, where are you going?
I'm getting your bottle of Bouncing Betty's horse liniment. I'm going to oil the springs with it. Come on, out of it. If you lift up the end of the bed, I'll... slide underneath and see which spring it is that's squeaking.
Oh, all right. There we are. Now, up the daisy and under you go.
Yeah. Hold steady. Shouldn't take a minute. Yeah! Ooh, my back.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, but my nose itched and I had to scratch it. Oh, darling, I really am sorry.
No, I'm sorry it is. Good grief, whatever are you doing, Murray? You don't have to hide under the bed when I come in now. You're married. I was not hiding under the bed, sir. I was looking for something.
Are you potty? We've done away with those things years ago.
No, it was Rita's nose. It was itching.
Oh, do stop making feeble excuses. Look, keep your ears out of the carpet and listen to me because it's important. Now, are you receiving?
Yes, sir.
Good. My word, there's a powerful pung of horse liniment in here. Smells like an unswept... Sure, you're all right. Good, because this is the situation. Now, you're to be aboard your ship at 0600 tomorrow morning to meet Captain Povey and some idiot from the Ministry of Defense. I'm not sure what it's all about, but the idiot was dribbling on about something called Operation Recovery or some such tripe. Anyway, you're it. Cheerio, Rita. Look, you better get him out of there. He's wanted. Lovely wallpaper. Good night.
Whoever is without a wardroom, enter unto me.
good morning, Padre. Good morning, Mr. Phillips. Here. What's going on that gets Pertwee out of his pit this early? Why hasn't nobody told Pertwee nothing? And B, can I have compassionate leave until it's all over in case I don't like whatever it is that's got Pertwee out of his pit this early?
We're as much in the dark as you are, Chief.
Relax, Chief. No doubt the time will come when we shall all see the light, with the possible exception of my brother officer here, who we all know will remain permanently dim. Nantly dim.
Gosh, how unkind.
Yeah, well, never mind the hysterical hilarity, sir. What about my passionate leave, eh? I'll pack my little suitcase so I can be away by...
Forget it, Chief. We're all confined.
Pardon?
No, no, no. What I meant was, we've all got to stay aboard because we're expecting.
Begging yours, Mr. Phillips.
No, no, no. What I meant was, according to Mr. Murray, we're in a pregnant situation.
Look, if you don't mind, sir, you speak for yourself.
You see, it's all this chap in NATO's fault. He's sending us on Operation Recovery. I don't know what it's all about. It all sounds jolly exciting.
Yeah, well, not wishing to be a Joe Bliss comforter, sir, but I reckon that any... I reckon that anything that gets Pertwee out of his pit at this time of the morning is liable to have Pertwee wiped out before Pertwee can pop back in his pit again.
Actually, it'll probably be like this film I saw on the telly the other night.
Oh, please, please, not one of your films before breakfast. Sufficient unto the day.
No, it wasn't called that, no. No, it was called The Night the Mad Electrons Met the Undersea Body Snatchers. You see, it all started in an underwater cave with a mad subhuman professor who came face to face with an almost human giant squid in his peaked cap and pointed beard. It was at this point the subhuman professor decided it was the right afternoon for him and the almost giant human squib to take over the world. They both thought it was a good idea, and they shook hands and hands and hands and hands.
All right, the blasted squib's got eight hands. What's all this gut got to do with
Now, hang on, because I was just getting to the interesting bit. Unknown to the subhuman professor, who was talking to the almost human giant squib in his peaked cap and pointed beard.
Giant what?
Peaked cap and pointed beard. Or was it the other way around? It doesn't matter. Well, now, never mind. What they didn't know was at that very moment...
I think I said a giant squib, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was Guy Fawkes Day.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That very moment...
Yeah, well, go on, sir. I mean, we're all fascinated here, so get on with it.
Well, I don't know where I am, actually. I remember, it was the other way around, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, never mind. What they didn't know was at that very moment, Colonel Butch Corrigan of the United States Navy, who wore a pointed cap, but didn't have a peaked beard or a human squid, was slightly off course, you see, and feeling his way around.
Pardon?
In his submarine.
Oh, see.
Which was running out of nuclear power. Nobody had a coin to put in the meter, you see. So, as they sailed into the underwater cave, there was a blinding flash, and as they hit a partially human electric eel, which recharges their batteries, which means that they can use their phaser guns. They fire point blank at this human giant squid, but they miss and they hit the subhuman professor. Now the almost human giant squid is no fool.
He's no fool.
No, he's no fool. And before they can aim and fire again, he leaps into the water. And that's the end of the picture.
Why?
Well, he drowns. Because he can't do the breaststroke with eight hands.
Stone me, I've never heard so much... in nonsense in Milan.
Answer the phone, Chief. I think he just zzzed in the nick of time.
Hello, Chief, very officer Perch, me, Arkin. Yes, sir. Yes, he is, sir. Yes, he'll be right down with you, Commander Murray, sir. Captain's compliments, Mr. Phillips, and you're wanted in his cabin, sir. I'll gather the Captain Povey and Vice Admiral Burwasher for the Ministry of Defence are already there.
Oh, no, not Vice Admiral Burwasher. He's the only man I know who not only continually talks to himself, but even stops to listen to hear what he has to say.
Well, gentlemen, as we are all together, at long last...
Sorry I was so long, Captain Povey. I couldn't find my hat. Would you hang it up for me, please, Commander Morrison?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah! Ah. Oh, good grief. What on earth's the matter with you?
Oh, I strained my back in the bedroom last night.
Sexy swine.
Oh, shut up, you two. We're keeping Vice Admiral Burwasher waiting.
Yes, so you are, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, but what for? It can't be for the... Or perhaps it's about the... No, that was yesterday.
You are here, sir, to explain...
Don't interrupt, Povey. I'll get it. Drives me, yes. I must fill up with petrol on the way back. There's 4 more gallons, and I have the full set of chunky tumblers. That's if I've got enough cash on me to buy 4 gallons. Imagine, those tumblers do look a bit cheap, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes. There's obviously a job lot. Yes. So, the wife seems to like them. Yes. Pull yourself together, Burwasher. Pull yourself together. Yes, pull yourself together, Burwasher. They're all looking at you. Yes. Think, man. Think. Come on, think. Yes. I know. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
That should hold them for a bit. Yes. Not long, but it'll give me a breather, yes. Hope to goodness I can finish painting the house before it rains. I didn't want to put that undercoat on again. Need at least another 2 quart tins. Which reminds me, I must fill up with petrol on the way back. Hope I've got enough cash on me. Yes, I can't have. Because I can't have, I shall have bought the paint by then. Yes. So that's the tumbler's gone for a chop. Yes. Hello. They're looking at me again. Yes, knew that good morning wouldn't hold him for long.
Vice Admiral Burwasher.
Well, oh yes, so I am, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
If we could dispense with the formalities, Vice Admiral, perhaps we could get down to the reason for your visit.
Yes, of course, yes. Delighted, of course, yes. After all, time is money, yes. Hope I've got enough cash on me. Perhaps one of this lot will lend me. No. No, they don't look like the sort. No. Pull yourself together, Burwasher. Pull yourself together. Now, come along. Concentrate. What the devil are you doing here? You think somebody would give you a clue? And you... Ah, yes. Operation Recovery.
I knew he'd get there eventually.
Well, then, there we are. Yes, I'm sure you're the village chaps for the job. Village chaps. Now, let me know how it goes. Let me see if there are 4 gallons of tons. There's 2 quarts of... 2 quarts of the oil. I wonder if they give me a discount if I gave them the tumblers.
No. Just a minute, Vice Admiral. These men don't know what Operation Recovery is about.
Oh, yes, we do. No. It's all about this subhuman professor and an almost human giant squid and a peak cap and a pointed beard.
Mr. Phillips.
Ah, yes, of course. Now, yes, I've got to read you these details of the operation. Yes. Operation Pickup. You can take notes as long as you eat them before I leave. Yes. Request from NASA Control to the Royal Navy for assistance in the location and... Regret that a low-flying unmanned satellite, which should have... resulting in a complete... missed orbit by a maladjusted... and for the same theory, the automatic self-destruct mechanism may well keep... Therefore, absolutely vital that buttons A, B, and C are at all times... See separate diagrams. Yes. You've got copies of those, of course.
No,
sir.
They never sent them, sir.
Oh, good, good. They were all in code anyway.
Yes, sir.
Well, that should be clear enough. Are there any questions?
Yes, sir, just one. What was all that old guff about, and what are we supposed to be doing?
You should know better than to ask silly questions like that, lad. I did warn you it was top secret. You can't be too careful.
Good morning.
No, wait, sir, wait, sir. You haven't given Commander Murray his sealed orders.
Good thinking. Yes, here you are. No, that's the paint catalogue. Wait a minute. There you are, sir. Now, remember, you're to put to sea at once, and these sealed orders are not to be opened until you get there.
Where, sir?
How the hell should I know? That's all inside the envelope. Well, I must join the getaway people. Good morning. Yes, I...
This is all we needed, as if our instructions haven't already been made as clear as mud, thanks to Vice Admiral Burwasher. Now we've got thick, dirty, stinking fog.
Charming. Isn't that typical? I sail us safely through the harbour entrance in the thick fog without hitting anything. And not a word of congratulations. No brilliant navigation, Mr. Phillips. No... There's a clever Mr. Phillips. No, not even a... Only you could have done it. Here's a sweetie for lovable Leslie.
Well, never mind how we got here, gents. We are here. And now we are here, let's obey Captain Povey's instructions and open up them sealed orders to see where we should be. And why.
Oh, very well.
I say, it's just occurred to me there was a fog... It's just as thick as this in that film I saw.
Oh, not again, sir.
No.
Oh, do stop squabbling amongst yourselves, you two. Operation Pickup doesn't look too good. Apparently, the Americans have fired an anti-low-flying satellite rocket, complete with primed warhead, which has missed its target and come down in the Straits of Dover. We're to pick it up and bring it back before the self-destruct mechanism blows it and or us up. The scientists will be waiting for it at Pompey.
Let him wait. Right, that's it. I've heard enough of this. Look, Pertwee's fitted with a self-preservation mechanism. Turn around. Let's go home. Come on, sir. Let's heed nature's call.
Nature's call?
Yeah, the fog, sir. Why don't we stooge around for a couple of hours, then steam back to Pompey and swear blind we couldn't find the whooshbang all gone, Pertwee?
Certainly not. Surprised at you. What would Lord Nelson have said?
Well, being a smart gent, he wouldn't have been here, sir. He'd have had his hands full with a ladyship.
I bet he had a bad back as well.
Never mind my back. It could kill us.
Possibly. But what a way to go.
No, stop confusing the issue. We're going to find that warhead and take it back to Pompey. Those are orders.
And on behalf of the United States government, I would like to thank you, Admiral Povey.
Captain, actually.
Oh, great. And you, Captain Fafont Biddox.
Admiral, actually.
Oh, great. I'd like to thank you and your Navy for their most appreciated cooperation on this vital, and I do mean V-I-T-A-L, matter.
Oh, do get on with it, Colonel. We can all S-P-E-L.
Oh, great. Now, according to my latest data, your ship, the Codbridge...
Troutsbridge, actually.
Oh, great. ...is nearing the splashdown area to pick up the unexploded warhead.
Unexploded what?
Warhead.
Good grief. Is it dangerous?
Of course, if it's not handled properly.
But nobody told us anything about unexploded warheads.
What is all this? Is there something wrong?
Shades of Nelson's knacker's yard. Of course there's nothing wrong, Colonel. If the crew of Troutbridge picked up a beach ball, they'd burst a blasted thing.
By George Washington's plum tree.
Cherry tree, actually.
Oh, great. But we've got to stop them. These limeys are aboard Salmon Bridge.
Troutbridge, actually.
Oh, get lost, Baldage. These babies will blow themselves to bits. We've got to get them out of there.
Excuse me, Colonel Harney. The latest information says the crew of Lobster Bridge are...
Trout Bridge, Lucy doll.
Oh, great. We've fixed up a hot line between here and wherever it's called, and they say that they picked up a warhead a minute ago and are on their way back.
No, Mr. Phillips. The large painted letters on the side of it saying North Goodwins are not the name of the American firm who made it. It is not a warhead. It is a marker boy. So there's no need to lie on the deck.
A highly understandable navigational error, sir, owing to the fog, resulting in us picking up the wrong object darts. But I, for one, am delighted, sir.
Yeah, there's just one snag, Chief. I've sent a signal to NASA Control informing them that we've located and taken the warhead on board. Are you suggesting that I tell them a pack of lies in order to stay in the Navy?
Yes, sir.
Good man, I'll do it. Lummy, it must be dive, dive, dive. We're going down like a stone. Up, periscope!
It's the hotline, Captain Murray, sir. From NASA, sir, and most definitely for you, sir.
Good Lord. Hello?
Now, hear this, Commander.
I beg your pardon.
Don't apologize. It was this end.
Oh, good. Shocking line. Must be the fog.
Now listen, Captain. As long as you follow my neutralizing instructions, everything is going to be all right. Now take these down and don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
It could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Quick, paper and pencil, somebody.
Approaching the warhead from the port side, we'll find a 6-inch metal plate.
I haven't got a pencil.
Mine's broken.
Sharpen it.
Painted red with 4 bolts in it. Got that?
Almost.
Great. Now there's no need to panic. But this piece is vital.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone got a penknife?
Those bolts must be undone.
They're giving away a pencil sharpener with my comic next week, if that helps.
Oh, yeah, use my knife.
Top right, bottom left, bottom right, top left.
Top left.
Any error here could set the fuse.
Quite.
Where's the pencil? I can't get the blade open.
Now, beneath that plate, you'll find 8 different colored wires connected to the terminals. To render the effervisor harmless, they should be disconnected in this order.
Yeah. Why aren't you writing, sir?
I haven't got any paper, you fool.
Oh, well, the week after, my comic's giving away a free diary, if that helps.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to memorize it. 8 different colored wires.
Purple and green. Purple and plain yellow. Gray, black, yellow, red, gray, and pink,
pink.
Because that one's a twin flex.
Twin
flex. And turquoise. Brown on blue and dark maroon. You got that?
I think so. It's green and, yellow. Green
and... Here's some papers.
Don't bother. I've broken the point again.
Great. Now, the final and most important instruction of all.
Yeah?
Whatever you do, don't disturb the aerials on the top because they motivate the self-destructor mechanism.
The aerials? But there aren't any aerials on top.
What? Captain, now don't panic. But get that warhead over the side, quick. Without the aerials, that warhead could go up at any moment.
Huh?
Dump it overboard and sail like a jumbo jet out of here.
Yeah, I could.
What did he,
No time to tell you. Get that thing overboard at once. It's primed and it could blow us all to kingdom come. Come on, Chief. Move.
Mr. Murray, sir, I've got news for you, sir. That thing isn't a warhead sort of thing. It's a marker boy sort of thing.
What? Oh, blast, I'd forgotten. Well, never mind. Chuck it overboard anyway. We'll have to look for the real one and destroy it. Come on. Get the men to put it overboard. We'll have to put it back where we found it.
Yes, Chief. It'll be wanted for navigation.
How would you know?
It's just one flaw, sir. Putting it back where we found it will be a touch difficult. When we lifted the marker boy out of the water, we had to pull the chain.
Pardon?
It's mooring chain, sir. And it snapped. It's liable to drift from here to Hong Kong, so we may as well dump it here. Let it navigate on its own.
Oh, very well, Chief. Carry on.
Aye, aye, sir. Goldstein!
Leading seaman Goldstein, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, never mind that. Get the unidentified object darts overboard, a bit sharpish. Hours and hours of drifting around, searching and finding. What have we found? Nothing.
Oh, yes, we have, Chief.
What?
A better class of fog.
Now, quiet, you two. Sir Phillips.
Yes, sir?
See anything your side?
Not a thing, sir. Except that.
He's told me that marker boy must have followed us.
Stop engines.
Stop engines, it is, sir. Here, excuse me.
Excuse me, gents. But has anybody apart from myself noticed that there's no lettering on the boy's side saying North Goodwins?
Yes. Excuse me, sir. But has anybody apart from myself noticed that we've knocked the aerials off?
Yes.
May I suggest, gentlemen, in the light of our present knowledge, full ahead, both!
Belt the headline of it before that damn thing goes off!
Yes! Full ahead, both!
Too late! I've already done it, sir.
Good man. Now,
get it out, sir.
What?
Get it out, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir.
No, right hand.
No, right hand.
Right, wrong.
Wrong.
Over your way.
Over my way, sir.
No. My way.
Your
Mr.
way.
Mr. Phillips, for pity's sake.
No, don't panic, sir. I've got it. Sideways a few yards.
Sideways a few yards, sir.
No, back a bit.
Back a bit.
No, forward a lot. We're only a few hundred yards away from it now.
Mr. Phillips, pull yourself together.
Don't interrupt, sir. I'm trying to stop myself from being pulled apart.
Take it, gentlemen, that I may inform NASA-controlled Pompey that their warhead has self-destructed itself. Without casualties.
They're approaching the harbor now, Captain.
Admiral, actually.
Sure.
Oh, can I borrow some of his binoculars? I've got to be sure that my Stevekins' boat is there.
Rita, you feminine twit, you don't need binoculars. It's got to be Troutbridge.
But why, Daddy Kid?
Process of elimination. It's the only ship in the home fleet that's still afloat. Some idiot moved the marker boy and the rest of them ran aground on the North Goodwin.
Stand by, bandmaster.
No.
They're coming through the harbor entrance now. A 1, 2, 3.
Very impressive, Mr. Phillips, but the siren's in the wrong key and is totally unnecessary, as apparently the whole world knows we're back.
Yeah, proper heroes welcome, sir, with one exception. Unless my peepholes deceive me, old Thunderguts is not cheering.
Gosh, I do feel proud. Look at the crowds. Look at the band. Look at the top brass. Look at all the chaps on the cranes. Look at the...
Mr. Phillips, sir, I think you'd be better off looking at the harbour wall.
Well...
It went that way, as usual.
I knew it. I knew it was too good to be true.
Now, don't interrupt. I've got to dock. Now, steady at that. Steady at that.
Steady at that, sir.
Easy now.
Easy, sir.
Easy.
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 Easy. Easy. Almost there.
Almost there.
Run for it, Colonel! Run for it, everybody! Run for your lives! They're going to do it again!
Everybody down!
We're home, sir.
I've got you this time. You won't find an excuse to wriggle out of this one.
Captain Povey, sir, would you believe that the warhead explosion damaged our steering?
No!
Well, would you believe we were overcome by emotion at this tremendous reception?
No!
Would you believe that we were overcome by a subhuman professor, an almost human giant squid in a peak cap and a pointed beard?
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips and Stephen Murray have been going off bang in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Rita was Heather Chasen, Leading Stephen Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, and the Padre was Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.